President Biden is back in Washington today after a week of diplomacy in Europe aimed at shoring up opposition to Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. But during a speech yesterday, he said something that could overshadow the whole trip. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith was there.
President Biden was at the Royal Castle in Warsaw with American and Polish flags behind him. An audience of nearly 1,000 people was watching and cheering, some of them refugees who fled their homes in Ukraine as Russian forces invaded.
A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never erase a people's love for liberty.
Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia, Biden shouted as if to will it into being.
We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principles, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
A source familiar with the president's prepared remarks tells NPR that line wasn't in the speech as written. A White House official quickly clarified that Biden wasn't talking about regime change. But that's not what people heard.
People that just literally tuning in to what he said, it was really sending some shockwaves.
Heather Conley is president of the German Marshall Fund, and her phone immediately started blowing up with texts. She says the very allies President Biden has spent this trip working to keep united are going to have questions about what his words mean for U.S. policy. Right up to that point, Conley says it had been a successful trip.
That was such a big and loaded closing remark to this trip that I think in many ways it overshadows some of the many good things that came out of it.
Biden's address capped off a carefully managed trip that started with a series of meetings in Brussels with allies from NATO, the G7, and the European Union. There were new commitments to support Ukraine with weapons and humanitarian assistance, and new sanctions to amp up the economic pain on Russia. Then, at an airfield in Rzeszów, Poland, just 60 miles from the border with Ukraine, Biden thanked troops from the 82nd Airborne Division for their work coordinating deliveries of aid to Ukraine.
What you're doing is consequential, really consequential.
The White House got an indelible image when the president sat shoulder to shoulder with troops at a makeshift mess hall.
Well, if you're starting to eat, I'm going to sit down and have some meat.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Pepperoni and jalapeno pizza was on the menu. In Warsaw yesterday, Biden saw firsthand the human toll of the war, meeting with Ukrainian refugees at a stadium where people who've given up almost everything come for help piecing their lives back together.
They were stuck in the basement for the longest time since the war began.
Communicating with the help of an interpreter, Biden at one point picked up a young girl in a pink coat. This experience still fresh in his mind, Biden delivered final remarks at the Royal Castle. His impassioned message was that the allies must steel themselves for a protracted fight. The democracies of the world, the defenders of freedom, are in a generational battle, he said.
We must commit now to be in this fight for the long haul. We must remain unified today and tomorrow and the day after and for the years and decades to come. It will not be easy. There will be cost, but it's a price we have to pay.
As Biden was preparing to board Air Force One to return to Washington, reporters shouted questions about whether he really wanted Putin removed from office. Biden just kept walking. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Warsaw.